The new birth. There we go. If you don't have the new birth, to do what? Discern. And that's what we're talking about with knowledge. To me, knowledge is summed up in one word. Discernment. Now, you can have discernment and not be able to write your name. Peter did. Right? Here, Peter was. Couldn't even write his name, yet he had discernment. On the day of Pentecost, God used an ignorant fisherman to bring the gospel, right? Peter was the first one. Peter was the first spokesman. He walks out and says, hey, this Jesus whom you've crucified, he preached him a good sermon, right? But he didn't know how to write his name. But you know what? As in human knowledge brings you what? Experience. Our experience brings you knowledge. Both. Works both ways. All right? In the human realm. Knowledge brings experience. Experience brings knowledge. Now, I've seen some people that were 60 years old that were still kids in their brain. Susan said, I got one. So you shook your head. I mean, you're the one shaking your head. I got a couple. Susan's got children running all over the place that's gray-headed. But now look. Yeah, he's talking about this. Yeah, right. Get out of that one. You hear that, Donnie? But anyway, but no, really, I have, honestly, and you have too. You've seen people that were 60 years old that were so immature it just make you sick. Well, that's human immaturity, all right? But now I've seen people that were in their 20s that you could learn something from if you just listen to them because they had some good things to say. And that's just worldly knowledge. But nothing ever beats experience. Nothing. Nothing beats being there. Nothing beats going through it. Nothing beats having a knowledge of you'd been there. You know, you can, Sister Johnny can sit here and as, let me put this right, as colorful as she is, really, and I mean, she's very, she explains things very well. Okay? She could sit down and explain to me Times Square. What's another one? What's the big old gardens up there? The Central Park. Central Park. She could, you've been to Central Park? All that. See, she knows, and she can just, you know why? You know why? She's been there. But see, she can tell me and just be so vivid. She can tell me the trees are beautiful and the grass is green and she can even tell me how to get there. But you know what? It's just that I have somebody else's word for it. Now let's apply this to the spiritual part. Brother Branham's message is hearsay until it's revealed to you. Now I want to get that right. It's hearsay. It's something a man said. Unless it's taken through the filter of your knowledge. And if you have human knowledge, just human knowledge, Brother Branham said, you'll fight it all the time. Human knowledge puts people with a Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism. Human knowledge brings a Trinity. Because remember, godly knowledge never brings that. Godly knowledge is over here pure and right and nothing wrong with this, with God's knowledge. Okay? But we take our knowledge of what man's ideas, because it was man's ideas that brought a Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism. It wasn't God. It was man's idea that brought a Trinity, not God. So we've got to take, and you know what? God will wink at our ignorance when we can't really see one true and living God like we should. He'll wink at our ignorance. But he would that all of us, what, come to, let's read these right here in Timothy. I like the way Paul puts it. Let's go to 1 Timothy 2. Timothy's a hard one for me to find. It's right after the one other one I can't find. Thessalonians. It's right after Thessalonians that I can't find. But in a Scofield Bible, it's 1275. But go to 1 Timothy 2 and 4. Let's start with verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Now, this is Paul, right? For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, watch what he's saying. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So he would that all come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, he finished that thought. Go to 2 Timothy 3:7. 2 Timothy, he wrote the second letter, and he still got the same thoughts. But he's bringing these people in as being all those ugly things up above there. You see that? Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. Look at verse 7. Ever learning human knowledge, trying to reason out God's word, human knowledge, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. All right? So that's where we go back to our definition of knowledge is discernment. You've got to discern. To me, when the Bible says pray without ceasing, to me, I want to take that word and put discern in there. You discern without ceasing. Because as you, what do you pray about? What do you pray about? A choice. What do you pray about? Somebody's going through a problem. Somebody, I'm going through a problem. What? Discernment. You know, Brother Dale can discern a lot of things that goes on by the way he sees you act. And he doesn't have to know the details, but what does he do? He goes to praying as an intercessor. He's not a pope. He's not a priest like that, but he does intercede for you. Okay, what did he do? He has discernment. Not just discern right and wrong. You should discern right and wrong down at faith. Because remember, there's only one sense in that inner realm. Faith or doubt. You have to discern which one is in your soul right now. Okay? Faith or doubt. You say, well, I still doubt. Well, just be careful. Just be careful when you use that word. If you just say, well, I just doubt everything. But he's talking about the Word of God. If you're doubting the Word of God, you don't have the new birth. Because the new birth is the birth of the Word, which is God, which is the perfect discernment. All right? So you got to take that and look and see there's knowledge that you use in the Bible that's human knowledge. And Brother Branham talks about human knowledge. And then there's knowledge of the Lord. Are the knowledge of the truth, not knowledge of a truth. We have a knowledge of a bunch of a truths. But we need to have, if you're born again, that starts in baby form, a knowledge of the truth. And I would love them to put the in capital letters. A knowledge of the truth. Brother Brown said you can have a knowledge on the revelation, but if you have a knowledge that is the revelation, it's the same. It's one. You're not wondering. All right, and that's what knowledge does to me. The third one up, faith or doubt. You're either born again or you're not. You're not halfway there. It's like Brother Brown said, you're not a half-pregnant woman. You're either expecting or you're not. All right, so you're either impregnated with the Word or you're not. One of the two. You got to figure that out. But it is in a baby form. Everybody understand that? This is a baby form. This Holy Spirit right here is not a baby form. That's almost a full-grown man, all right, or woman, okay? But right here, that's baby form faith. That's where Paul's talking about drinking the sincere milk of the Word. Because you got to start with milk, all right? That's what I said. Then you got to go to virtue, add to what you believe, virtue. Strength. Not only that people can draw strength from you, but that you have inner strength for yourself. Okay? And then you got to have knowledge. What? Discernment. That discernment is really, you take temperance and patience and godliness, You better have some knowledge coming up there, some discernment, or you'll trip up. Because Brother Branham really doesn't talk a whole lot about knowledge, but he goes to temperance and patience, and you watch him in the Statue of a Perfect Man book, he'll say, right here's where we fall off. He didn't say virtue. He didn't say knowledge. He got up to temperance and patience, and he said, right here's where we fall off, or here's where we fall short. So he knew that temperance and patience was going to have to, he's going to have a real wide, strong foundation of faith, virtue, and knowledge. Because you know what? If you have godly knowledge, it'll help your temperance and your patience. Because what are you doing? You're discerning. You're discerning whether you used to smack the guy in the mouth or you know, run your mouth to the woman or the neighbor or whatever. But if you got a knowledge of the truth in you that says, hey, without God, I'd be just like that person. Without God, I'd be just like that person. That's what Daddy's been telling us. When we come into that human body is an animal body. It reacts to animal nature. That's what Brother Brown said, right? This is animal. And without the Holy Ghost, man is what? Same as a brute beast. Same thing. Now, he's got a soul that he's got to be judged by. Don't get me wrong, but he is a brute beast, and you see it now. Did you see the other day where that principal in a school was raping a boy while his parents were sitting out in the lobby? Oh, yeah. I mean, how stupid and how overwhelming this power is that Satan has on people now. Hey, listen, Brother Brown said in the 50s, that we were one click away from insanity. One click, which means one little click, one little turn. I think we've went all through that turn. But remember, we got to be just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Those Sodomites tried their best to drag those angels out. Men, right? And do something with them. And Lot got so caught up in it. Read the Bible. It's pretty tough. Lot said, here, take my daughters. Here, take my daughters. And Lot was a righteous man. That's what the Bible said. But see, it vexed his righteous soul. He was trying to do right, but he was in the wrong environment. Remember, Abraham stayed in the right environment. Same way with you and I. We got to live in this Sodomite world. Oh, Lordy, we got to live in it, but we don't have to be partakers of it. All right, it says, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? They never got born again. That's the whole thing. If they would have got born again, they would have become into the knowledge of the truth and at least had a little understanding of what was going on. Okay?
I think in the preaching today in Sunday school, in these days, in Sunday school, I find
that's what I mean. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Well, you can't close your eyes and pray. But prayer, to me, is discernment. Like I said, if you're praying about a situation or you're praying about a person, what are you doing? You're discerning whether they need prayer or not, whether God needs to change that situation or not. Right? Brother Branham, remember, he had a problem with that. Remember? He said, I have to be able to discern. This is not an exact quote, but he was telling the people, I have to be careful because God put something on a person, right, to straighten them up, remember? And he said, I prayed it off and got in trouble with God. Why? Because God honors the prayer first. He honors the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Is that not what the scripture says? The prayer of a righteous man or a woman availeth much, right? So he prayed that off. Well, he says, I have to be careful, discern, be careful what I'm doing with what God gave. Because, see, God gave him that gift. It was his to operate. It was his. Because remember, Brother Brown said, this is my eye. God gave it to me. Now, he didn't say those little things just for filling up tape space. But remember, God gives you the Holy Ghost. It's now yours. It's not his anymore. It's yours. It's a possession. It's yours. You have it. It's your Holy Ghost, all right? It's him in another form, but still, it's yours. Because if it's not yours, it's somebody else's, or it's not even yours to start with. Mm-hmm. That is correct. Because what he done was he heard something different and started praying for a sister over here. But it was Sister Belle's time to go home. But God knew if he heard that Sister Belle's name and started praying for her, he would have to answer that prophet's prayer. Right? So see, what did God do? God didn't change Brother Branham's mind. Brother Branham heard just a different name. You know, Brother Branham even said, he said, God didn't tell me when my mother was dying or going to die. He didn't tell me that my father was dying. See, there's things that God don't tell you because you know what? As human beings, it would drive us crazy. It drove him crazy enough shaking people's hands and seeing devils all over the place and knowing that they liked him and didn't like him and all that stuff. But you know what? He had a knowledge of the truth. And that's what he brought to me and you. He had the... But that knowledge of the truth, and we'll get into it sometime maybe next year, that capstone of love, I want you to know one thing for sure, and I want you to think about this. This right here is a little pyramid, right? That's a little pyramid of this. So all this in its super form is right there. Everybody got that? Remember how Brother Dale taught it and how I teach it. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. You got to go through all that. And then you don't stop. You go through the highest form because this person didn't do it. This one did. This person down here did it. You did it. You know you did it because you was there. But that capstone of love, that person never done it. That's the justified, I never done it in the first place. All right. That's what this is driving out. It's driving out the old person. Okay. All right? But all these gifts don't just stay down here. All these gifts in their apex form is in this right here. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Everybody got it? It's just a higher form of this. You never lose any of these in your human form. Got it? Because this is the statue of a perfect man. All right? Because all this, guess what's going to happen with all this? It's going to be in its total apex form when we get out of here. You're still going to have faith. You're not going to lose faith. No. What did Brother Brown said, what God do? He just believed he could do it, and he said, let there be. Well, isn't that what you and I are supposed to do? Create a world, go live on it. Because we got the Creator in us. Virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience. All that's going to, sure, it's going to be under control, but we got to get it under control down here because it's just going to be in its highest form up there. Everybody understand that? You don't lose things when you go to heaven. You gain things. That's what Dad and I were talking about yesterday. People are on to this, well, I was born with this eternal life, and I don't have to do this, that, and the other. Well, now, of course, we don't agree with that at all. The Bible doesn't agree with that, and the prophet's message doesn't agree with it if you read it right. All right? But if I have the new birth, I can look back to all those things before the foundation of the world, how I was in the mind of God, how that my attribute was before the world was, and how that I was preaching last Sunday on the DNA of the Holy Ghost. Well, the Holy Ghost was the Creator. Christ the Lamb, the Holy Ghost, Brother Branham said, was the same person. So who created the world? Christ. But now Paul said it's who in you? The Creator in you, the hope of glory. So that's why Brother Branham said you could create a world and go live on it, because what's inside you, in other words, knows how to do it. But there's a bar there, which is a human bar. We're down here. We don't need to go make another world and live on it. But we're a Creator. We're still a little creator, even in our lower form. Remember how Brother Brown said you can create a situation, you can change a situation. He went in and his wife was all, you know, and the prophet put on an apron and went to work. I've told you, the best way to get what you want from a woman is to put on an apron, grab a broom and a mop. Kendrick, pay attention. And you ain't got to advertise it. Don't you be walking around no yard with no apron on, all right? Stay inside the house. But what did he do? Brother Brown put on an apron, started helping her with the dishes, started putting the kids, giving them the toys, and he said, what, 15 minutes later, he said it was just a hole. What was it? It was the one inside of him. What would have we done? Woman, hurry up and get my... Yeah. Kids, hurry up and... Can't you shut them kids up? You know, I mean... But what did he do? He never raised his voice. He just went in and, you know, started helping them. And that's the same way with knowledge. Knowledge to me is discernment, and that is 24/7. That's to me, that's praying without ceasing. When you see that word pray without ceasing, put the word discern in there. Because you're discerning without ceasing. You're ever discerning every day. Somebody cuts you off on the freeway. You used to discern. You used to not discern at all. You just reacted. Gave them the one finger wave, you know. Or give them one of these or got ill about it, you know. But now what do? I hope you still don't do that. Sister Johnny. How colorful. Try.
And the light, you know how some people, when they see the light turn yellow, and if it's so far from the edge, I mean from the light, you know you're going to stop. This person behind me started going. I know what you're doing. I got so angry, I said, I wish the one, I had a microphone where I could see, like, fly over me.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you didn't vent to them. You didn't get out of the car and do what, you know. You see them guys on a motorcycle the other day? It was on the internet, too. And in New York. They were just, this man was just really minding his own business with his family, had a kid in the car, and the motorcyclists thought they had the road. So they pulled out and stopped in front of him, and he bumped one, and, buddy, after that, it just escalated. He run over one of them, and... But anyway, they pulled him out and beat him right there in front of the wife and the kids. Now, what do you do in that situation? Number one, don't go to New York. And all you New Yorkers, I'm sorry. Danny, I know. No. After about six, maybe, but if I can get that other clip in, I might could get the rest of them. Right, and shot each other. Both of them dead. Yeah, I read about that. Now look, see, this is where discernment comes in. Like if you would have been driving that car, and your wife and kids, and you weren't provoking or hurting anybody. Now if a guy comes up and takes his helmet and drives it through my windshield, I'm going to shoot that man, and I ain't going to shoot him in the belly, because I have done nothing. You got to discern that. It's like Daddy said. He said, somebody breaks in your house and starts getting on, and you got kids and your wife in the house, shoot them. I mean, he's a brute beast. He's either on something or, you know. But you know what we do? We pray that God doesn't ever put us in that situation. But if he ever does, it's something for you. You're going to give that person something, but it's something for you to help you to discern. Because you know what? He said he'd never put no more on you than you can stand. And boy, sometimes you get close. That's correct. Well, see, without Holy Ghost knowledge or even temperance and patience, what are you going to do? You're going to go on over the edge. That's correct. And what the knowledge of God is doing now is even in a situation, we know when to stop. Because, I mean, those two didn't know. And I remember Sister Johnny has brought up a good point. They were just road rage. So they got so mad they bumped each other and pulled off on the side of the road, and they both pulled out guns and they killed each other. Best thing to do if somebody does that to you, just go on, because you never know what kind of idiot's driving that car. You know what kind of person's driving your car, but you don't know what kind of person's driving your car, of their car. Just don't put yourself in that situation. But with Holy Ghost knowledge, you'll say, God, if it wasn't for you, I'd beat that kid to death, or I'd beat that person up. And you know what? To me, when you walk away from that, that gives you more satisfaction than if you had done it. Because I told the church over in, just before we go, listen to this. What about these people that are preaching that you always was eternal, you didn't need nothing, that you're predestinated and you're predetermined and that's what you're going to be and you have no choice. Now, how would you like to live that? To me, that would be a zombie. That would be something that you're just walking through life. Or what about knowing you were lost? Knowing you were going to hell. Knowing that you were doing things wrong. And then God comes down and says, hey, be my child. What a redeemer. What a savior. I want to be saved from this guy. This is the person I want to get saved from. Right here. And if I can get saved from this person, everything's all right. All right, let's go. We'll talk a little bit more about knowledge, and then we'll get into temperance next Sunday.